This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hospitals are proving to be tempting targets. Yesterday, Washington, D.C.-based MedStar Health was infected by a computer virus. Ransomware is the suspicion. The hack comes after similar attacks against hospitals in Los Angeles and Kentucky. And seeing as how you don't get information much more sensitive than healthcare records, we asked Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein what hospitals are doing to protect themselves and, oh yeah, us.
Here's what kept former FBI agent Andre McGregor up at night, back when he worked as a cyber special agent in New York City.
At a hospital, I have to deal with pacemakers, CAT scan machines, the refrigerator for blood. All of these have IP addresses. All of these have software that needs to be updated.
In other words, hospitals are incredibly vulnerable to any variety of cyber threats. According to the data protection group, the Poneman Institute, criminal attacks in the healthcare industry are up 125% since 2010 and are now more likely to occur in that sector than any other in the economy. One reason? Too many hospitals are sitting on their hands.
All great things must first wear terrifying and monstrous masks in order to inscribe themselves in the hearts of humanity.
That's James Scott, a fellow at the Institute for Critical Infrastructure Technology, quoting the philosopher Nietzsche.
And ransomware and cyber attack, unfortunately, has to get a lot worse before it gets the attention that it needs.
Scott says that too often, hospitals beef up security after an attack. This both puts patient and staff data at risk and can interrupt daily hospital operations, jeopardizing patients' physical health. Ernie Hood, an analyst with the advisory company, says there are modest steps like assessing the threat and developing a response plan that every hospital could take today, like right now.
It's the old story that the police will tell you. If you got a barking dog, you're less likely to be burglarized. That's not going to prevent a burglar, but they're more likely to go to your neighbor.
But Hood says being proactive is tougher than it may sound. Right now, he says, executives and hospital boards lack the tools to both assess risk and calculate the investment needed to enhance security. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.